Thanks for tuning in to the Campervan Podcast. If you're hearing this intro, it's because you're not listening to the premium feed. Access to that feed is free, and you can sign up at vansage.com to get it. So why sign up for the premium feed? Well, for one, valuable exclusive content. I'll say more about that at the end of this episode. As I record this, it's early September, and the cold months are approaching. And it's not uncommon for when we get stuck in the van due to weather and more darkness, shorter days, for the kind of sadness or even depression to creep in, especially if we are traveling alone. But even if we're traveling with a partner, it's often referred to as cabin fever. It can happen in a camper van, that's for sure. So I've got a few tips for overcoming van life sadness. I'm not going to get too detailed on this. I just want to touch on a few points. Some things to keep in mind as you gear up and plan for your fall and winter travels. So these are going to be in reverse order. Top five tips for overcoming van life sadness. Number five, move your body. Being sedentary a lot really impacts mood. And the opposite, being active improves mood. So do whatever you have to get out of the van and move around. Don't let rain keep you from doing stuff. If it's snowing and you're not into snow sports, then get into snow sports. Even if that's just snowshoeing or going for a hike, get some good solid boots and enjoy the outdoors. And even if it means getting muddy, whatever it takes. Or go to a gym, go to a mall and walk around. Heck, just go to the grocery store. But do something. Move your body. It's really important to keep your mood up. Number four, get some diet goals. Low-quality foods affect mood. So if you're eating a lot of sugar, and this happens to me. I mean, if I'm not feeling great, the first thing I want to do is get some cookies or ice cream or whatever. And I know logically that that's one of the worst things for my mood. It might feel good in the moment, but the next day I'm going to feel terrible. So whether or not you need to lose weight or whatever, it's nice. It's a good idea to actually set goals. And so I have a whole set of complicated goals around diet and things that I do to try and stay healthy in terms of food. Having diet goals and working to stick to them and making that part of your daily planning and behavior is really going to help with your mood if you can stick to a healthier food diet. Okay, number three, keep it clean. And that's everything. It's including clothing and the inside of the van and the outside of the van and moment by moment. So it's easier to keep the van clean if you clean as you go. And as I've said before, it's so easy to let it go. It starts with setting down a wrapper and then, I'll get that later. And then, I tracked in some dirt, I'll get that later. And pretty soon, and I mean really soon, it can only take a couple hours to completely trash the inside of a van. Things like making your bed, getting the dishes done right away, it just feels good. And it feels great to come home to a clean van. So that's one of the things I'll do is before I head out to do something, I'll make sure that the next time I open that door, that sliding door, it's going to feel good to step in there. And, it's going to allow me to have free mental space and not be going, oh gosh, I need to clean. Oh geez, I just got back from a long hike. Now I need to clean. I'll do it tomorrow. Nope, it gets done now because I know it's going to improve my mood and help me avoid van life sadness. Let's see, number two, high quality input only. So I don't watch very much news at all. That's probably my biggest trick in terms of input. Is I'm not someone who has the TV on or the internet playing news all the time. News is not for entertainment for me. News is just to keep up on what's going on in the world. And I do that for about 5 minutes a day at the most. And that depends. Sometimes I'll just see all the news that I need to see, in 5 minutes on Facebook or something like that. Or I'll spend time with some friends and we'll talk about the news and I won't make any effort at all to see what's going on. Look, the most important things that are happening in the world, you're going to hear about. You don't need to pound it into your head. And the news stations and the news blogs and stuff, they're trying to sell clicks and soap and whatever. And so it's all very extreme and very sensationalist, and they're going to show you the most negative, dark things, and that definitely impacts your mood. So I try to watch upbeat stuff as much as I can. If it's not, if I'm not getting enough activity because of the weather or something like that, or I've just chosen to watch movies or something, I'll go for upbeat stuff, something fun, something funny, comedies, you know, romantic comedies occasionally, or just old movies that I love that are funny. I love the Marx Brothers and stuff like that, and old comedies. So that's one of my tricks. And, you know, to some extent, I'm talking about actually kind of intentionally manipulating what you put into your brain. That's what I mean by high quality input only. So if I watch, you know, some vampire series just before going to bed with a lot of blood and gore, then I know I'm going to have bad dreams. I'm probably going to wake up, you know, in the morning going, oh, geez, what did I do to myself? So it's something to think about. I'm more likely to watch a comedy or something light just before going to bed. Or again, if I'm stuck inside a lot. And then the same goes for reading. If I'm not going to read, you know, a book about the history of the Vietnam War just before going to sleep. I'll save that for the middle of the day and try to read something positive and fun. So that's it for number two. Number one, this is the biggie, maybe the most difficult, but it's definitely the most powerful in terms of avoiding or overcoming van life sadness or any sadness and depression. Socialize. I suggest you listen to a podcast called You Are Not So Smart. And episode number 188 is called Happiness Lab. And he interviews this researcher who goes into great depth about the power of socializing in terms of depression and some of the negativity that's going on in the world right now. And so I'll give you a couple of my tips for socializing even when I'm alone. Yes, it is possible. And one way to do that is when you see another human being, say hello. Don't be afraid to say hello. And whether it's at the campground or the grocery store, the barista, you know, I try not to torture baristas with conversation too much. They have to do that all day long. But I'll talk to them, and I'll definitely talk to the grocery store clerk. And here's a trick I do with the checkout person, or the barista, or any service person. When I step up to the counter, the first thing they'll say, "Hello, how are you?" or whatever, or "How's your day going?" And I'll say, "What's happening?" So, and what that does, what's happening? It causes a little mental disruption. Instead of saying, "I'm fine, how are you?" or whatever, even if I'm the first to speak, I'll say, "What's happening?" You'll notice a little shift in their attitude. They'll have to kind of search their mind. And oftentimes they'll say something like, "Oh, wow, I've only got an hour left. And man, that's awesome. I can't wait to get out of here." Or, "Oh, it's another day on the job." Whatever it is, it's different from "How are you?" or whatever. Another thing I'll do is when I step up to in the grocery store specifically, I'll say, "Did you find everything you're looking for?" Because of course they're told to say that, and it always makes them crack up. Okay, it's a dumb joke, but it's funny. So anyway, yeah. So socialize. Do whatever you have to get some socializing in, and that might mean planning ahead days or weeks where you get in touch with people you know in some town you're going to, or finding specifically some social activity to do for the area that you're headed for. For example, I like to go salsa dancing. So before I go to some new area, I'll see if there's a dance club in the nearby town or something like that. And of course, there's bars and clubs and restaurants and lots of places to socialize. But if you're feeling down, it can be difficult to make that happen. So it can take some effort, and you might have to kind of force yourself out of the van to go interact with other human beings. Okay, that's it for my tips for overcoming van life sadness, and thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the road. Once again, if you're hearing this, it's because you're not getting the premium feed. Head over to vansage.com and enter your email address for exclusive access to free, valuable stuff. So, what do you get? I got a This is a daily podcast, but we only release 6 episodes on this public feed each week. Episode 7 is only for premium members. When you sign up at vansage.com, not only do you get early access to the Campervan podcast episodes, you also get episode 7. Each week, I'll send you a link to download in advance all 7 episodes for that week. Also, you get the vansage.com newsletter that includes exclusive articles and links to awesome van life stuff not available on the site or the podcast. I won't spam you or sell your email address. That would be ridiculous. I value your trust and promise not to abuse it. Again, all this is free, so head to vansage.com and enter your email address. Don't miss out on the valuable free exclusive extras. Okay, I have a favor to ask you. Please help get the word out. Nothing beats word of mouth, and the best way to achieve that in the modern era is to share the link to the Campervan podcast on social media such as Facebook, Instagram, your blog, YouTube channel, or other platforms. You can also send it old school style via email or even text message. Also, iTunes reviews are much appreciated. If you feel compelled to head over to iTunes and give us 5 stars, that would be wonderful. Okay, thanks again for tuning in, and I will see you on the road. I've got the blues about me so-and-so, and the child's got the blues about me. And I need this morning, with my heart full, I've been crying.